Welcome to the Business Coach Podcast, an advice-oriented series for Canadian entrepreneurs. I'm Ian Portsmouth, editor of Profit Magazine, and I'll be your host as we tackle the hot issues and opportunities facing Canada's small businesses. We've developed this podcast in cooperation with BMO, Bank of Montreal. Over the course of the series, I'll be drawing on experts in a number of fields, including some BMO experts, in order to provide the credible information and prescriptions you need to run your small business better. Facebook, MySpace, Flickr, and Twitter. Surely you've heard of some of these things, but what are they really and what do they mean to your business? Here to help us decode the esoteric and rapidly evolving world of so-called social media is Mitch Jewell. Mitch is a leading blogger and podcaster on the subject of digital marketing. He's also the president of Montreal-based Twist Image, an award-winning digital marketing agency. Mitch, welcome to the Business Coach.
Hey, awesome to be here. Thanks for having me.
So tell us, what is your definition of social media?
You know, I always say my favorite definition of social media is one that I stole from somebody in Vancouver. His name is Rob Cottingham from a blog called Signal to Noise. And he explains it like this. He says, you know, the old web was about eyes. All you could do is look and sort of click around, but that's all you could really do is look at like text and images. And social media, the new web, is really all about hands. It's about doing things. It's about creating. And the sort of byproduct of that is by doing all that, we've created all of these really interesting, unique conversations that are taking place online. And from a marketing business point of view, what we're really looking at is moving away from that interruption model, that whole thing of, you know, you're reading a magazine and boom, there's an ad. You're watching TV and we're about to announce Canadian Idol winner is back after these messages. And we're trying to engage in all these unique conversations and getting beyond that. So it's about peer-to-peer conversations, and it's about breaking down the walls between the sort of pre-existing notions that we have of sort of like the master, which is usually the brand, and then the general consumers, which are the slaves.
So in a small business context, how might entrepreneurs be using this?
Oh, you know, I think it's probably one of the easiest, fastest, and most cost-effective things for a small business to be doing. I mean, I just think at this point, it's one of those things that is so cost effective. I mean, there's so many powerful ways that small businesses can leverage social media to be more effective. The first thing is, obviously, by doing this stuff, by blogging, by podcasting, by being a part of these communities, you really do become recognized as an authority, which is a huge sort of leap forward. It's taken companies years to become known as recognized authorities in their spaces. The other thing it does, just by speaking in a human voice, people obviously like hearing stories and like hearing that human voice, so it helps people really connect more effectively. And, I mean, I think probably the primary thing and the biggest chunk of it is the fact that you can start building community around your products, your services, and your business, which is the most important thing. If you look at statistics on what communities mean to net revenue, it's huge. I mean, I've seen stats where eBay will tell you that their community members, people who feel part of the eBay community, will spend 54% more than those who are not feeling like they're part of the community. And, I mean, these are people who typically visit stuff like 9 to 10 times more often and stuff like that. So, you know, there's so many applications of it, and I think that if there was ever a perfect fit, it's probably social media and small, medium-sized entrepreneurs.
Can you provide a couple of real-life examples of this, and feel free to mention how Twist Image uses social media?
Yeah, you know, it's funny because, I mean, we're a 50-person shop here based in Montreal, with most of our business based nationally or internationally, and people say to me all the time, like, how do you guys market yourselves and how do you do it? And the reality is, it's literally, you know, the chunk of it, there's three things. One is speaking, which sort of doesn't fall in the social media realm, but the other two is our blog and our podcast. We started blog and podcast. They're both called Six Pixels of Separation. And we did it 4 or 5 years ago, long before the idea of conversations and social media was popular, but we wanted to speak in a human voice. I'm a writer. My background is journalism. I love marketing communications, digital media, online marketing, and we just thought, what a great place for me to sort of spill out my heart and soul in terms of what's happening in this space and how things are connecting. So, you know, when people say, like, wow, you guys are so successful, or I can't believe how often you're in the media, I always sort of smile and chuckle because it's actually because of social media that we've had that success. If you Google a bunch of random key phrases, you'll probably see us close to the top because we rank on those keywords and we use that content to connect. And then, you know, there's tons of other things that we're doing. We've worked with companies as big as the Scotiabank, which is, you know, doing some podcasting and stuff like that. We helped the Canadian Marketing Association launch their Canadian marketing blog. And, I mean, you just see it across every single segment from B2B or B2C. People are just using the blogging platform, the podcasting channels. They're even leveraging things like social networks like Facebook and LinkedIn to build their profile and connect with business. And every day I see amazing examples and applications of it that just constantly stun me.
Now let's talk a little bit about Facebook. A year ago, MySpace was the big thing. YouTube was the big thing, just because they had been acquired by major media and tech companies. These days, we hear that Facebook, depending on what some large companies are rumored to be paying for it, is worth $10 billion. So why is business rushing to Facebook all of a sudden? And maybe tell us, for those in the audience who don't know, what is Facebook?
So Facebook is an online social network. And what an online social network simply means is each individual can go to this website, create their own unique profile, and the way they connect through the social network is by adding friends, peers, or business people to it. So each person has their own page, and they add a friend, as is the case in Facebook. In LinkedIn, it's a connection, so it depends on which social network you're in. And it's become wildly popular. I think the primary sort of basis for it that people should know is that it started off, I think it was actually Harvard, where it was only for people who had a .edu email. It was for either alumni or people in university. That was the sort of core of it. They opened it up a couple years later, and that's what really sort of led to the floodgates being open. Canada has been very, very unique for Facebook. We're talking about 2,424% growth in Canada alone from April to April. So April 2006 to April 2007, the company had a 2,424% growth according to ComScore, which is just over the top. And look, I think businesses are rushing to it because of that number. So people look at that number and go, well, it's a fad, and of course those numbers are so crazy because it's so hot right now. But that's not what that percentage tells me. That percentage actually shows me why businesses are rushing to Facebook. One is there's critical mass now. This isn't the dot-com bubble from before where we didn't even have critical mass online. The other huge component of this is broadband penetration, right? In Canada, we've got close to 90% broadband penetration. So people have the ability to get bigger chunks of information sent to them. Based off of those two factors, you know, we pretty much know that anybody who wants this stuff has it. I mean, the internet, so that people are online. And the bottom line is, if you compare Facebook to, let's say, something like a classmates.com, yeah, I would say it's popular and people are rushing because it's easy to use and the stuff works. This isn't the sort of a beautifully wrapped gift with nothing inside. So there's this huge, you know, when you have those three things, it's such a perfect storm. You've got critical mass, you've got a great broadband penetration, and you've got this stuff that's easy and fun to use. So people are just rushing to it like crazy. And, you know, there's so many opportunities within it, from creating events to creating groups to building a profile there's just so many things you can do within it. So people are just really excited to sort of have this freedom to connect and do this. Yesterday a study came out from, I'm going to say, Ipsos Reid, that showed something like 30% of all online Canadians have an online social network profile. So I mean, how could businesses ignore that?
And they really are staggering numbers. Why don't you tell us just a tiny bit about your personal use of Facebook? Because you're there and you've got 1,000 friends.
Yeah. Well, people always say to me, like, 1,000 friends? That's crazy. And I have to always either correct people or sort of move them in the right direction. And what I've come to realize in being online for the I've been online since, you know, there wasn't even really an internet when I first got online. And I've been on so long that there's just so many search results. If you search for my name, if you search for Mitch Joel in a search engine like Google, you'll see there's like 140,000 results because of my writing and all the stuff I've done. So I've pretty much resigned my privacy in that sense. And what I use Facebook for is it's a media channel for me. It's a place where people who want to connect to me can, and when they connect to me, they can get all sorts of stuff. So I started a 6 Pixels of Separation Podcast Society group where I can post the links to the latest podcast. I can put up images from events that I hold because I do stuff like geek dinners and attend conferences and get a chance to meet some cool people. So I allow people to connect there. Actually, today was a huge milestone. We had over 1,000 members to the group today, which is pretty cool too. So and a lot of them aren't even added to my personal profile. They're just people who like the podcast, maybe don't know me personally, and are there. I'll put up things like images from appearances I'm at. There are some great applications in there. So for example, I read a lot. I follow things through my Google Reader, which is an RSS feed reader where I read my blogs and my news sites and stuff like that. And there's a functionality in that called shared items. And what I can do is anything that I find really relevant, I just hit share. And what it does is it links it to a unique URL. So anybody can go to this unique URL and see all the stuff that I find interesting. Facebook created an application where it shows those shared items in my Facebook profile or on the group profile. on my, all the stuff I tag in Delicious. I use Delicious for my online social bookmarking. It's got an application for that too. So Facebook has literally become this mini portal to Mitch Joel, to Twist Image, and to 6 pixels of separation. It just enables people to connect to it if they're interested in it. So it's been really exciting for us to just open up and have this other media channel.
And the great thing for small business owners is that something like Facebook, it really is a very simple to use web interface and a content publishing platform.
Yeah, I mean, it's so crazy when I do full-day seminars for the Interactive Advertising Bureau on social media marketing. And I think what freaks people out the most is when I go through my section on tools of the trade, stuff I use like Facebook and Google Reader and Delicious, because people sort of get like intimidated by it. But when they see it and they see how much, you know, I call it, these are life hackers, right? They make your life so much easier and so much less complex. People are always like, how do you have so much time to read everything? When you see me work in Google Reader, I mean, you can literally put everything into that and then feed it through Facebook. And it's not, when I say that, it probably sounds like, oh, it's technologically complex. It's really as simple as saying, like, I would like the Google shared items on my Facebook thing. And when you click that, it'll say, what is your, you know, your username and password? And you put it in, and that's it. I'm actually, like, technologically not that great, believe it or not. I know people think I am, but I'm not. And I tell everybody, you know, why do I do all this stuff? Because I'm lazy. So just follow me. Make your life easier and use this stuff. There are so many great applications in Facebook. I really look at it and think, like, it's shocking to me that not more small businesses and medium-sized businesses are rushing to it, because what a great way to build some critical mass and some interest in your business.
It really is easy to use, and I would certainly recommend that everybody get out there and test social media. Mitch, thanks for joining the Business Coach.
Hey man, thank you.
Mitch Joel is the president of Montreal-based digital marketing agency Twist Image, and you'll find his podcast and his blog, 6 Pixels of Separation, at what is the website, Mitch?
www.twistimage.com/blog.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Business Coach Podcast. I hope you discovered a few insights that will help you grow your business. You can download this podcast series at BMO.com, ProfitGuide.com, and from iTunes. Until next time, I'm Ian Portsmouth, editor of Profit Magazine, wishing you continued success.